What a beautiful song we have received this morning. It is well with my soul. It was sung to us by a beautiful child of grace and innocence. It is well with my soul, it says, when peace like a river comforts me along my journey. What a joy to have when there's peace in our life. But what happens for us as people of faith when things aren't so peaceful? When peace, not like a river, but when troubles like a raging sea mount against us, what then with our faith in life? You see, the person who penned those words understood Horatio Spafford both settings. He understood when life was well, when it was well, when things were good. And he understood tragedy and devastation. And in both settings, somehow he searched the inner depths of his soul and was able to say with God, it is all well. With God. In the words of the Apostle Paul, I can endure all things. With God, it is indeed well, as Leah has sung for us today. You know, when we listen to this text, this parable of the sower, one of the initial questions that comes to my mind or thoughts that I'm challenged on is, well, which am I? What am I, the setting for this seed to be thrown on? Am I the path? Am I the rocky soil? Am I the thorns? Or am I all of our wishes and desires, the good soil? Well, when asked that question, which am I guess I have to answer, a little of all. Haven't we found ourselves probably at some points along our journey in each of those settings? Sometimes we are the people on the path just getting introduced to this faith, just learning a little about it. And then at another point on our journey, maybe we're the rocky soil. We're still young. There's not much depth to our understanding of God. But then the thorns come. Well, we believe and we receive it. But then we worry. And hopefully and prayerfully through the sanctification of our God. Sanctification, that's the growing in our faith. The making of God into us a more perfect image of His people. We grow into that good fruit. So maybe it's true for all of us that we spend some stops along the journey on the path, on the thorns, and on the rocky soil. But thanks be to God, He sees us and transforms us into good soil. You know, God has that gift. Now, I was going to save that for the very end, but let's just get the good news out right here at the beginning. What about that? That God accepts us, church. Hear this, people of faith. God accepts us as the thorns. Aren't we all thorns at some point along our journey? A little prickly? A little unattractive to the world around us? Perhaps abrasive, sticky? Not real warm and cozy? And God accepts us even as thorns, but He's not content to leave us there. He transforms us into fruit. Wow. That's the promise for you. And for me, to make us into something we're not, something bigger than we are on our own. Did you hear the bounty of the harvest? That some, those touched by God's grace, bring forth a harvest a hundredfold. Now, Mr. Hollis, I didn't grow up as a great gardener like you, but that's a good crop, isn't it? A hundredfold. I heard him share this morning in men's fellowship. Someone asked, the colonel said, do you have a garden now that you live in the city? He said, no, I used to have a good garden when I lived in the country, but I can't have a garden in the city because there's too many deer. Now explain that one to me. The deer didn't bother him in the country, but they eat up his crops in the city. Such is the nature. But if he had a 100-fold crop, he would have an amazing bounty, wouldn't he? Friends, that's what's possible. Not so much because of what we do or who we are or what we bring to the formula, but because of what God can transform us into, people of the harvest. That's his gift and his love for us. So as I hear this passage of Scripture, it's easy for me to make sense out of the path and out of the harvest. Those are where Jesus begins this parable. People of the path, those who don't really have any belief. And those who produce, those who have great faith. But the truth is, so often we muddle around somewhere in between through a lot of our life. Not great ambassadors of the faith, and not those that have no faith. So often we're kind of people of the path who find ourselves a little thorns, prickly at times, and find ourselves a little rocky soil at times. So let's examine more closely those two circumstances that are hindrances to our faith, our journey to be the people that God's called us to be. The scripture says here in verse 20, "Ask for what was sown on the rocky ground." That's the one who hears the word immediately and receives it with joy, but has no root. So they only endure for a while. But when trouble arises, they fall away. Seems to be speaking there to us when we let the world get the best of us. When trouble comes, as we heard sung this morning, the words of Horatio Spafford, "Can our faith still be strong when worries and troubles plague us in our family? When they challenge us as a church, when they get into our workplace, when things aren't hunky-dory in our life and trouble comes, what will it do to our faith?" Well, it seems that Jesus is saying where it challenges people who have a shallow faith is that we fall away. It's easy to believe, I guess, is what I'm saying, when things are good, right? But for some of us, it's a challenge. How do we believe in God that lets junk happen, who lets trouble come upon us, who lets bad things of a broken world invade our life? Then sometimes our faith is challenged to the core when it's not very deep, when it doesn't have root. So that can happen to us in our journey. But you know what else can happen, church? I remember my Aunt Darlene Thompson telling me about the tragedy of walking through the death of her husband. And she said, if it wasn't for the church, wasn't for my faith, there's no way I could have made it. And she went on to say this. She said, you know, I've heard some people that when tragedy strikes, it pushes them away from the church, away from their faith. While for some of us, when tragedy comes, it pulls us to the church and renews our faith. See, I think that's the choice we have. It's the choice to root our faith in a firm foundation that understands and knows that the reins of this life will come to us all. Just being a person of faith does not mean we're going to be immune from bad things, from junk, from troubles of the world. We'll know those. But through our faith, I'm convinced in the wisdom of my aunt, who said that whatever the world gives, I can endure through God's strength that renews me and sustains me all along life's journey. It's not easy life, but it's easier when we journey with the grace of God. So put our roots firm into the foundation of the cross of Calvary in God's grace. But as we go on, another challenge for us as people of faith is when we find ourselves among the thorns. Do you hear how Jesus describes it here in verse 22? He says, the seed that is sown among the thorns, that's the one who hears the word. Oh, but the cares of the world, the worries of the world, choke out their faith. You see what Jesus is doing here? In just the prior verse, he says and speaks to us the challenges to our faith when things happen out there, when circumstances come upon us, when challenges or troubles invade our life, things happen that attack us from outside, and now he transitions to speaking of things that happen within. You see, both can be great hindrances to our faith. What the world attacks us with and what we attack ourselves with. Isn't that what happens when we let troubles and worries consume us? We're our own worst enemy. It's not what the world's doing, it's what we're doing to ourselves. That can oftentimes make our faith fragile and seem so weak to sustain us. That's what Jesus seems to be saying. He says the cares of the world, the lure of wealth, thinking that things, stuff out there can sustain us when only the truth and love of God can support us. But the good news, church, are the words that our sermon began with this morning. The words that Jesus holds as a promise to us all. That we as the church, more than anything else, we're not called to judge the faith of those around us. And we're not even called to judge the faithfulness of ourselves. We're called as the church to be sowers of the seed. To proclaim the word of God. To proclaim his kingdom. Isn't that the words that began in the last portion of our text? Those who receive the kingdom. What do we know when we receive the kingdom? The kingdom is a reign. When we think of that royal treatment, it's when we're under that person's authority. That king or that queen. We submit to their reign. We live under their law. And so, when we submit to the kingdom of God, we accept and we cherish the reign of Jesus Christ. And this is it, church. The kingdom that Jesus calls us to is a simple kingdom. He says it summed up in many ways with these words, love the Lord with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. And love God. For this is what my law hinges upon. So friends of the faith, don't judge ourselves too harshly. Or the world around us too harshly. Sow into this world the good soil of the love of Jesus. And watch it grow into us. The joy of our salvation. And the fruitfulness of being people of the harvest. Amen. As we